If your podcast is taking you tons of hours every single week, you're probably burnt out, overwhelmed, just drowning in a whole bunch of logistical, nightmarish tasks, then this episode's going to be really, really helpful for you. I'm going to break down my strategy that I use for my podcast to save myself tons of hours every single week. We use it for our clients as well. Often they save at least 5 hours per week. And it all is around hiring a virtual assistant to take over a bunch of the low-level administrative tasks of your podcast so you can focus on the things that you do best, growing your business, the things that you love doing, all that fun stuff. So welcome back to my podcast, Oh My Pod. This is the podcast where we teach you how to automate and grow your podcast so you can grow your business. My name is Justin J. Moore, and I own a podcast company called Podigy, where I lead a team of 20 podcasting professionals and oversee hundreds of hours of podcasting content every single month. So I am always thinking podcasting. If you know anybody who is spending too much time on their podcast, send them this episode. It's going to really help them. I'm really just trying to save a whole bunch of people time so they can do more of what they love to do and more of what actually brings them results in their life and their business. So I have 4 steps to this process, and I'm just going to kind of go through them off the cuff and share as much value as I can here. So I'm just going to go through the steps before I get into it. So the first step is compile a list of all the tasks that you do for your podcast. Step 2, make an SOP or a standard operating procedure for each task that you don't need to be doing. Step 3, go to onlinejobs.ph and hire a virtual assistant. And step 4, work with them. So let's break that down one by one. Step 1, compile a list of the tasks that you do for your podcast. So I want to first of all just share a quick story. When I started my business, I was working 50, 60 hours a week. I thought that in order to pay, quote unquote, for the freedom I had of running my own business, that I should be working so much because I thought I'm making more money than my friends and I'm my own boss. I can work when I want. And so I felt almost a guilt, and the guilt led me to just being busy, almost like self-punishment. And this happens to so many people. They don't want to give away tasks in their business because they don't want to feel less busy. Because truth be told, if you feel less busy, it'll open up a void in your daily activities where you'll realize there's actually some big problems in your business that you are avoiding by doing all the small tasks. So it's actually very painful to free up the time because then you have to focus on the stuff that you actually need to be doing. Take it from me. I know this personally. I still deal with it. But I hired a virtual assistant for my business who immediately, after only a few months, was working for me full-time. 160 hours that I was spending myself on my business was outsourced to my virtual assistant, allowing me to up-level myself in every single way and work on things that are my main, most important activities. And my assistant is a small part of my business, whereas I am a huge part of my business. And my time is the most valuable part of my business. Same with you. It may feel free when you do something on your own, but as we all know, the most valuable resource we have is our time. And that is figuratively, but it's also literally. In your business, you are the most expensive employee. So would you hire somebody who you would pay as much as you are worth in the business to do these tasks? Like if your hour is worth $100, $150 an hour, something like that, would you hire somebody at $150 an hour to upload files for your podcast or publish the episodes? Or like, would you pay somebody $150 an hour for that? If you wouldn't, you shouldn't be doing it either. Anyways, that's my reasoning for all this. So step 1, compile a list of all the tasks that you do for your podcast. Some of these tasks might look like research, planning, recording, uploading files, scheduling guests, sending emails, turning episodes into content, posting that content, interacting and engaging with comments on content, finding guests, getting yourself onto podcasts as a guest speaker, coming up with plans for growth, all these different things. So lots of tasks. Let's go through a few of those one by one and just kind of think about them for a second. So obviously lots of tasks. And what I want you to do is go through and highlight each task that you need to be the one doing. So write down the list in a Google Doc. Go into a Google Doc and write down every single task that you do. You can monitor yourself throughout a week or a couple of weeks. Every time you do a task, write it down. And then highlight each thing that you know needs to be you. So if we go back through that list a little bit, we can go through, okay, so research, that, you know, probably doesn't need to be you. Stuff like finding statistics and data and stuff like that. A lot of that can be turned into a system that somebody else can follow. Planning the episode, probably has to be you because you're the one who's going to be recording it. You're the one who knows what would be best for the content. So that's probably something you would keep. Recording, obviously you're keeping that. Uploading files, get rid of it. Scheduling guests, get rid of it. Sending emails, get rid of it. So, and on and on. Okay, so once you have this long list, there might be 50 things on there with a whole bunch of things highlighted, but most of the things not highlighted, meaning you don't have to do them. What I want you to do is go through every single task that's not highlighted and make an SOP for each task that you don't need to be doing. And what you need to do with these SOPs is keep them insanely simple. Just step by step, what needs to be done to have the task go from incomplete to fully completed. That's it. You don't need to add in extra details. You don't need to add in a whole bunch of extra words. Keep it so simple. Use very short words. And trust me, we've done both. We've had very complex SOPs and then we just removed like 80% of what was in there and it works better. So simplify every step of the way. And then for all the tasks, if you want to just make it watertight, error-proof, go and record a Loom video or a video wherever you record videos. I suggest Loom. It's awesome. Go record a video of you doing every single one of those tasks. That way, if you hire a virtual assistant, they can just use the SOPs and the videos to learn how to do everything. And you will get asked way less questions. A lot of people have resistance about hiring somebody because they say, I don't want to train them. I don't want to train them. It's so easy. If you have 20 tasks for them to do, 20 SOPs with 20 videos, that'll take you maybe 2-3 hours to do. And it will save you 2-3 hours per week, at least. It's so worth it. It's like exponential growth of your time. So the second step, make an SOP for each task you don't need to be doing. And then keep them simple, create a video for every single one. And the third step is to go and find your virtual assistant. Find the person who's going to help you with this. I use a website called onlinejobs.ph. This is a website filled with incredibly talented, eager, grateful, gracious, polite, like just amazing people from the Philippines. And I am more than happy to direct everybody I know. I would send my mom to this website to find help. I believe in these people so much. They're so good at what they do. We have a few of them working on our team and we are so happy with every single one of them. So the first thing that you do when you go to onlinejobs.ph, make an account, whatever. It's going to cost like $70 a month, but you can just use it for 1 month and then cancel and you're not going to get charged again. So it's essentially $70 to find your virtual assistant, which is so, such a good investment. And go ahead and create a job description. Write down the qualities you want them to have, any hard skills that you need them to have, like specific tools that you want them to use, maybe Slack. Maybe you want them to know how to use like monday.com or something or Asana, and just write the description. And a trick that I would suggest for this to get better applicants, because you're going to get a lot of applicants, is to take advantage of the apply points feature. So every person who submits a job application can use a certain amount of apply points to essentially get your attention. So that ranges from 1 apply point to 100 apply points. And it costs them money to use more apply points, but it means that they really took the time to apply for this job. So what I say in the job description is I say at the very top, you will not be considered unless you use a minimum of 10 apply points. And then what happens is you get like 50 people who use 1 apply point. And all it means is that they did not read the job description. So you can immediately throw them out. They are not going to be good fits. They're just spam applying to everything. So that's my little secret, industry insider secret. So use those apply points and then go through and scan the ones that you like and choose the top 5. Book them back to back on one day for 15-minute interviews. That'll take you, what, hour and a half? Yeah, hour and a half to interview all, no, not even, hour and 15 minutes to interview all 5 of them. Pick the best one, and there you go. You now have a virtual assistant who can easily follow your SOPs and save you tons and tons of time every single week. But make sure to pick your second choice and have them on the back burner just in case this first one does not work. So what I like to say is I like to say, we will work with you for 3 weeks. And after that point, we'll decide if we want to fully hire you. Obviously, they'll be paid for their time for all of that. But really important to have the other one just in case so that you don't end up just, you know, wasting all that time. We've also had people who are really good on paper, but then don't perform super well. They don't have the right attitude. So very important to interview them and get a vibe for who they are as people. Ask them, you know, what's their vision for 5 years in the future? What is their, you know, what do they love to do? What's their favorite hobby? Get to know these people a little bit better and really, it's really important to take the time to do that. And then after that, the fourth step is work with them. So I would highly recommend Slack, and I would recommend that you ask them to give you a daily update every single day of what they're working on, what they did, what they need help with. And so my format for that is every single day, my VA sends me a message and there's one little part at the top that says daily updates. She sends me all the stuff that she's doing. And then the second part is action items and questions. And that's where she asks me things or gives me tasks to do. So for instance, an action item that my VA might give me for my podcast is record 4 new episodes. And then I know, okay, my action item today is to record 4 new episodes. Amazing. Now you also have a VA, but you also have an accountability person or partner inside your business, which is great. So I would highly recommend using Slack or something like that to talk with them every day. And then it's also important to have some type of tracker of what they are doing. So I would recommend having a Google Sheet where you get them to write down every single task that they are doing throughout the day. You can get them to write down their daily tasks, stuff like what would be some daily tasks for the podcast, like checking comments on social media, scheduling the daily social media post for the podcast, maybe sending an email, sending emails, something like that, whatever. Daily tasks, that can be one section. And then another section should be one-off projects. And this is really important so that none of the projects that you have them work on go, you know, falling between the cracks. So use some type of spreadsheet where you are able to see the projects that they're working on and the tasks that they're doing every single day. It's super, super important to track the performance. And that is everything. If you do this, if you compile a list of the tasks, you highlight each one that you need to be doing, and you make an SOP with a video for all the ones that you don't need to be doing. You go to online jobs, find a virtual assistant, interview them, pick the one you like the most, and then start working with them. You will 100% have just freed up a huge amount of time for your podcast every single week. And I really hope that you can put this in because I would love to see you have more time for your business. That is everything. I'm out of here and I'll see you next week for another value-packed podcast episode about podcasting. See ya. Hey, just before you go, I'm really happy that you made it to the end of this episode. It means the world to me. I only want to ask for one thing in return for putting together all this content for free, and that's just leaving a review if you can, wherever you're listening, if it's Apple or Spotify. Just leaving a quick review is super, super helpful for us. It's going to help more people find the show so I can keep putting this content together for free. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode of Oh My Pod.